This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
CrowdCow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Awora, premium hybrid latex mattresses for the best sleep of your life. Save $300 off your order with code GWFIT300. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA9. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33OFF. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 532. My name is Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What? Sad face, empty glass. That's racism.
Yeah.
You can't have no drinks.
That's all right. I had the drink while we were chatting. So that's my one drink limit.
That's probably a good idea.
I got to work early. Again, life never stops, Matt. I'm working many jobs. After this gig, I worked a day job. Now I work a mid-evening job, and I got to go strip for money after this.
You can make at least $2.50.
Yes.
Then.
No, you can make more than that. There was like somebody, I went to a family function and somebody over the weekend, and somebody was talking about a friend of theirs who is like over 40 and went for a joke to some open enrollment thing at like a strip club where you can just come off the street and like try to do like whatever.
Bust your moves out.
It was a 6-minute routine that she did with someone else.
Yeah.
Guess how much money she made?
$350.
$1,100 in tips.
For 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's amateur night at some strip club somewhere in Illinois. And apparently, like, that there's a specific crowd that comes out for that likes their women au naturel, you know?
Yeah.
And they tip extremely well. So I'm like, does the male version of that exist?
I doubt it.
I mean,
no,
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Pimp these bitches out. That's what it is.
Okay.
We got to do the Johnny Hendrix team takedown. We'll front you, we'll pick you up and take you there and take you to dinner, but then we get a 50% of your profits. And actually, you won't even talk to the club. We will just manage you. Maybe that's what you call pimping. I don't know. Feel like we could be good at that.
I agree. I feel like we could.
So let's talk some MMA. What did you see this weekend? Do you want to start with the Bellators?
Well, I saw the Bellator's Czech Congo versus Karatanov card fight, I should say.
Yes.
Not the whole card. And, you know, I feel like Karatanov didn't quite look in shape for this fight.
Yeah, he looked a little Rampage-esque when he fought Fedor in his appearance.
There's a lot of grunting and prodding. Apparently, you know, Congo's, was he 46? So also not in, looks in good shape, but cardio was a little bit lacking. And Karatanov basically just walked him around the cage the entire time for the first round. It was looking like he might be on the way to victory, and then Congo turned it on a little bit in the second. And, you know, I thought the fight was kind of boring. It was very slow and prodding, but Congo ends up tagging him a couple of times with like a nice right and then a little ground and pound and chokes him out with like literally half a second left in the round.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The thing that was weird is you hear the ding, 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 the 10-second warning, right? Or ding or whatever. And then Karatanov still taps. So it's like, I don't think he wanted any part of that third round. This is what I.
No, I think that was a fatigue tap, because that was one of those where it looked like he gave up his neck. Like, dude, I want out. I've had enough. But you know, he won that first round, and he had dropped Congo a handful of times. You think he dropped him in the first round with a jab, and he dropped him in the second round? But hey, credit to Congo, man. And I would just say, once again, the worst broadcast team in the history of MMA with Mauro Ranallo and Big John McCarthy. Moving right
worst
along.
Ever?
I think so. Who did I dislike the most in the UFC? Good question.
Who do you dislike the most?
Dominic Cruz, I don't like.
Okay.
But I would rather listen to Dominic Cruz, and I don't even know who else, but any of the other broadcasts are better. PFL, UFC, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, like any of those. We can talk about that. So, holy fuck. Let me just say that. Chaos. Holy fuck. Alan Belcher, right? So he fought over the weekend. He fought Tony Lopez, who might be the Terminator, because I've seen him fight before. He fought Joey Beltran, and the guy just fucking eats whatever you throw at him and can't be knocked out. So Belcher, do you want to take a gander at what his stats were as far as like height, weight?
I think he put on 30 pounds according to the photo.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
It's more than that.
He was 6'2", and then let me share this, 231 and a half.
Holy moly.
So if you can kind of gander on the man,
50 pounds,
50 pounds of muscle.
That's crazy. He looks gigantic.
He was fighting at heavyweight, and he fought at 185. Yeah. He's fighting in the UFC, so he actually looked pretty good. Shocking, because he kept his speed moving up to heavyweight, and he had pretty decent movement. He may have got a little gas by round 4 or 5, but that was a clear decision win for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's good to see him back. At the time, he was one of my favorite fighters, and you know, we joked around like he's got the worst tattoo in the history of MMA, but I think it looks better when he's 50 pounds heavier.
He doesn't look like Fat Albert anymore.
Oh no, I think it filled out the face, because remember before, like Johnny Cash's face was so straight up and down, and now he's so beefed out, like the face got rounded out and it almost looks correct now. I'm gonna have to see if I can find a legit picture of it now. But can we do Diego Sanchez versus Alan Belcher?
Oh, wow. That
would welcome him into Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships.
Okay.
Heavyweight? Because I don't know where the fuck Diego is these days. He's probably 170, but that guy's been all over the map. Fuck it, just move him to heavyweight. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not trying to kill people, but I might be trying to kill people.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ingo. I'm just throwing out shit. So then let's talk of the UFC. We saw little Jared Cannonier versus Kelvin Gastelum, as I mix a drink over here. Don't mind me. And not the most entertaining fight on the books.
No.
And no. Jared Cannonier looked the more athletic, a little gassed out at the end. Maybe faster, but he ends up getting the decision win over Gastelum. Gastelum still has power, still pretty fast, still pretty good cardio, but he's just not been super successful of late. I think he is 1-5 in his last 6 fights. So I don't know what the hell you do, because I want to say Cannonier was ranked number 3, and I think Gastelum was 8 or 9. I don't remember exactly, but he's in the mix. It wasn't like it was a super one-sided fight. I forgot what the scores were. I think it was 48-47 across the board. So it's 3 rounds to 2, and that's how I had it in my book. I think Gastelum thought he won the fight, but it wasn't there. And I think they said he was 0-8 on takedown attempts, Gastelum.
Yikes, that's not good.
And then who was in Cannonier's quarter? Rob Emerson. Remember him?
I do.
That is like, holy shit. I guess he is at the MMA lab, and he's their head striking instructor. Oh, so he was cornering Cannonier. That's weird, right? That he's got weird. One of those bald head tattoos where it almost looks like you have hair, like the whole head is tatted up. I don't like it.
No?
I think he looks fucking weird, because the other guy that has that is Jason Ellis, which he actually has a new podcast with Tony Hawk that's actually pretty decent.
Is it?
And yeah. And I'm not like a skateboarding guy, but it's just, it's good interaction between the two, because they're telling like war stories of two old skateboarders. Hey, and then they're in their 50s now, and they're like, I can't fucking land this trick anymore. They have a ramp like right outside their podcast studio. And they're like, fuck, like back in the day, we used to be able to hit this. now we can't even hit this trick. We're going to fucking hit it. I don't care if it takes all week. So it's cool to hear them and then reminisce about old times and whatnot. But I feel like they could do more than an hour show and they're only doing an hour, but pretty good. Forgot what it's called. Hawk versus Wolf.
Oh, that's a good name for it. It seems like having, you need to have two people on a podcast in order to make it interesting. You can't have just one person.
No, I don't. I couldn't imagine just rambling for
solo hours. Rambles.
I think Bill Burr does that and Theo Vaughn. I think the comics could probably do it better and get away with it, but I don't know. I feel like it's better when you have a person to bounce shit off of and, you know, go back and forth on stuff. So what else is going on out there?
Well, I don't know if you read about this earlier in the week, but it appears that Endeavor, the you know, parent company that owns the UFC, has the biggest first half in UFC history with their second quarter earnings being reported a few days ago. And apparently the numbers are this. The revenue for Endeavor increased to $1.1 billion in the second quarter of 2021. It was $650 million last year. And this is the part that is confusing. It says they still report a net loss of $319 million with $869 million in cash on hand at the end of the quarter. So basically, I think they contribute, they talk about the fact that the UFC is a big part of the reason why this is happening. They increased their revenue 70% from $106 million in the second quarter of 2020, the UFC specifically, to $258 million in 2021. That's over double the revenue that the UFC is pulling. But they are saying that, you know, the trend is up and up and up, and they're not sure if that's going to continue because of all the COVID shit happening. But wow, that's pretty crazy when you think about it. It's like they over doubled their revenue in 1 year.
Well, I think that's what they're kind of projecting, because I want to say a ton of it's probably because of the ESPN deal. So
yeah,
not only are they getting the money from ESPN just to put normal fight cards on and be hosted there, but they're also getting a huger chunk from the pay-per-view, because I forget what the split was back in the day. It might have been 50% for the pay-per-view provider and then 50% for UFC, but now I would imagine it's probably 75-25 or 80-20. It's probably skewed more towards the UFC, and then there's probably like a bonus, like, oh, it goes over a million buys, a percentage probably gets even better. So I would venture to say that is a huge part of it. And then if you add, you know, ticket sales in now, but who's to say where the ticket sales are going to be? Because it almost feels like they're going to go back to fucking square one. And, you know, luckily the UFC is set up again, because they can just go, well, if things go south, we'll just go back to Abu Dhabi, or we'll just go fucking full containment mode in their little coliseum that they built back in Vegas that they're doing some of these fight night cards on. So is it surprising? No, but I don't know what the other businesses are on that.
Oh, I think this article says,
wasn't one of them like some bull fighting league or something?
Yeah,
or
I think they have that
rodeo and
professional bull riders league is their other big one, which that's a crazy ass sport, man. Those people are nuts.
Fuck that shit. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, that's just nuts. I don't, there's no other way to describe it. So yeah, I don't know. Good for them. They were the trailblazers during all the COVID madness. Remember when that was like the only sport on other than
it was.
Like, you can watch like other weird shit on ESPN, but like real sport,
fucking cornhole,
yeah.
Whatever else came on. But maybe that's part of why the UFC did so well, is because they were the first ones back, and then they probably gained all these new fans. Like, holy shit, look at this cool shit. And then you're getting to see that aspect that we never got to see before, where there's no fans, and now you can literally hear the breathing, you can hear the punches land, and you can hear the corner, and everyone can hear everyone. Fighters can hear the announcers, they're adjusting game plans, and I bet that probably brought in a lot more fans. And thank God there's a Dana White out there. He may not be the best of people, but at least he did something right at that time. So you should enjoy the fruits of that fucking shit.
Yep, I agree. Fruits of the labor.
That's right. don't want to share this picture. This happened from the UFC too. Probably KO of the year. So,
oh damn.
Here's a fucking like, look at that shot that landed.
That looks like, brutal.
Oh my god, so rough. Who was this? Ignacio Bahamadis. There you go. Gets his first UFC win with 6 seconds remaining. Some kind of spinning shit. Landed flush, out cold, brutal. So I'm sure that's going to be KO of the year. And it's usually anything past like June or July that's devastating. And potentially, if it happens in November, you're almost guaranteed for that. But that one should stick.
Yeah.
What else is going on out there?
Well, in the spirit of things, it seems to be like the topic of the last few weeks. There's a 3-on-3 women's MMA fight
in
Poland that happened over the weekend. Let me see if I can share my screen. I will show you.
Yeah.
It was quite the
turn the volume off.
Yes, volume will be off. I think. Yes, here we go. So check this out. Here they are, 3 versus 3. They're wearing like jeans and shit, and the other team's wearing like MMA shorts. It's
bad girls versus
like professional girls. And one girl's like, I'm done on the left over here. She's like, I'm out. No
the
more.
The thing is, they don't even know how to throw a fucking proper punch. They're just, like, yeah, they're just flailing.
But this girl over here is just running around.
I love it. She's running just rampant. She's like, you got, fuck, I'm going to knock you out. The one is just already tapped out.
But they're slapping.
It's weird because they won't let it go to the ground. As soon as they hit the ground, the guy fucking stands them up.
Yes. So, I mean, here's a 2-on-1. God, 2-on-1.
Can't even throw a proper punch.
No, they can't. It's a lot of chaos.
Might as well just slap fight if you're at that.
Oh, that's it. It's over. One girl's out. Maybe two
just
girls
pull
out.
Pull your tits out. I don't know.
So, I mean, that's about all. I mean, oh, it's not over. Wait a minute.
This girl over here, shit got bad again?
I think they restarted it, round two or something. I don't quite understand how the whole thing works, but apparently a knockdown is not a knockout. They just reset.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best strikes. You should be able to just unload on the back of her head. Like, come on the fuck. Throw a proper punch. Oh, fuck.
It's going to the body now. Going to the body. Oh, 3-on-1. Three on one.
Sometimes you got to pay a lot for that kind of action.
She threw in one more for good measure. So yeah, I don't know. This seems to, overseas, this is like the thing. Like, how many people can we put against other people to make it interesting?
Well, that's fair. You started fair, but as soon as one person gets knocked out, your team is fucked.
Yes.
So hard. And then I saw some upcoming fights were announced, so I'm geeked on a couple of these. So Glory just announced that Rico Verhoeven is going to defend his title against Alistair Overeem on October 23rd.
I like it.
Yeah. Like, holy shit. I remember we saw Verhoeven. Who did he fight? Do you remember? Was that Badr Hari back in the day?
I don't know. Badr Hari. He fought two guys that night, didn't he? Oh, God.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. That was,
it was like
Glory.
5 years ago, 6 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was. It wasn't Glory 11. It was. I swear it was one other one in there. I was trying to look at the fucking press pass.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's a big dude with a lot of power. And hopefully we get Uberim back to fucking throw some bombs there. Yeah. So that should be fun. I'd like to see that. And then in Bellator, we have Yoel Romero versus Phil Davis on September 18th. So I guess Romero finally passed through customs or whatever his fucking problem was. He was medically cleared. That was the problem. He couldn't get medically cleared because wasn't he supposed to fight Rumble? And then that fight fell through and now he's cleared.
Yes. Something like that.
I don't even know anymore. I just make up my own story. And then this weekend you have that Jake Paul versus Darrell Woolley.
Okay.
For $59.99. Who's going to win that? Did you pick Woodley? Are you taking Woodley?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you're going to pick Jake Paul, so I should pick Woodley.
You're right.
Just because we need to have some parity in this whole motherfucker, but I don't see how Woodley wins this thing. I mean, I just don't. I think Jake Paul, I think he's good enough to beat him. So, and this is boxing, and it just goes back to the whole Woodley's used to wrestling and all that stuff. You bring that comment up all the time, right? Like, it's
yeah,
you're used to doing one thing.
Think, And yes. Once you have to think, you're at an extreme disadvantage.
You can't think. What is that from? If you think, you're dead.
I don't know.
Top Gun. You don't think up there. You don't think up there. You there think, you you're dead.
See, that's how you have to live. You have to live by Top Gun rules.
Whatever Kelly McGillis is like, that's a hell of a gamble to make with a $5 million airplane or whatever.
Greatest movie. Listen, bitch.
Greatest movie ever made still to this day. I think I've never seen any movie more than Top Gun. The original.
Are you going to see the second one?
Fuck that. I'm not watching that movie. I probably will, though. Is it coming
out?
You
probably will. I don't know when, but you would venture to say early 2022? I could be wrong.
I did not watch the Ghostbusters reboot, so.
I watched it. It was, eh. I feel like they're making another one. I think that's in the works, too.
Oh, good Lord.
What else did I see? There was some other movie that was coming out. I can't remember. But it seems like we keep going down the line of fucking reboot. Like, oh my God. Here's a blast from the past. So here's an update on Johnny Hendrix, Ingo.
Whoa.
Here's a question for you. If he was to work a full-time job, where would you imagine he'd be at right now?
Wendy's.
You're fucking right. Baconators.
Free Baconators for life.
Yeah, I'd guess probably like a food critic would be my guess, but
he'd probably end up being working at Cabela's or some shit, most likely.
Actually, he's a full-time Texas police officer right now.
Oh.
And he just started getting back into MMA, and now he's helping coach Kevin Holland.
Cool.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. So yeah. He said he's not going to train any other 185-pound guy, just Kevin, and, you know, see if that translates. Like, he's got a lot of knowledge, you know. Some of these guys turn out to be really good coaches. And
true.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. What else is happening out there?
Well, our friend Brock Lesnar makes a return to SummerSlam over the weekend. Here he is. I don't know who this other dude is, but doesn't matter. There's Brock looking older and still large, but not as large. He's sporting like a new hairdo of some sort.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It looks really strange to me. I don't know. But Brock, I don't know. It doesn't quite look like Brock with the weird beard like that and the hair.
Yeah, it's the hair. And I don't know if he's rocking an Abraham Lincoln, but he's 2 months too early. Why couldn't they wait till October so we can have Brocktober?
Maybe they're setting it up for that. Who knows?
Fucked it up. So I think he came back and fucking the other tard, CM Punk, came back to wrestling and everyone lost their collective minds. Like, oh my God. I don't know. Seems like a lot of nonsense. But hey, he's one step back from MMA. I don't know how old these guys are anymore. How old is a Brock Lesnar? He's got to be what? Late 40s?
Yeah. I'd say mid to late 40s, probably. Probably
something
your age.
Like that.
I would say he's like 46, 47. I feel like you're 39. How old are you?
47. I'll be 48 in a couple months.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. Hey, check this out. Bass Rutten has another self-defense series out, Ingo. Part 2.
GSP.
Bing, yeah. Bong, bing, bong, ding, dong, ding, dong, bong, bong, knee, bong, 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 bong. Try to find a rhythm and have some fun. We're sitting here, this is just to show you, you can do more things. We're breaking the grip, boom, 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 boom. There's a headbutt, grab the leg, knee, and now swing him first to the side. And looky, look what we got here. That's right, a bar. Slap his head against the face, and now it's, of course, a free shot, whatever you want to do. As soon as you grab
his
neck,
right arm still looks messed up.
It's super atrophied.
Now put my forehead on my own wrist. First, maybe I give him a body shot, not too hard, because if you give him a hard body shot, he might let go, and then you take away the A's that you're going to use right now. And there's the uppercut. Bonk, and of course, dang, dang, bonk, dang, dang, bonk, bonk, headbutt.
If I'm having an argument with someone, I like to try to give my opponent a compliment. You have a nice shirt. Where did you get this? All right, I love your shoes.
What the fuck, GSP?
Switch completely to an argument into a nice discussion. There's a beer for you. All right? Sometimes it breaks the momentum.
Fucking GSP, what the fuck? What the fuck, man? Master's over here killing motherfuckers. GSP is like, I like your shirt. Would you like a beer?
I like to have a nice conversation, and here's a beer for you, my friend.
And it just it changes the direction. Oh my God, GSP, that's like the polar opposite. You need to kill or be killed. What the fuck? So yeah, so I guess that's out. I don't know if it's gonna be another DVD. And yeah, man, what the hell? Like that right arm freaks me out with Bass Rutten. Forgot what he said. He had a pinched nerve and he waited too long to get it taken care of and fucked him up.
Yep. It's been like a year or more, I think. So it's been a while. That's what happens when you fight for a living and get your body all fucked up.
Yeah, you want to see a cool Russian face off? They like to do fun stuff. So you saw that 3 versus 3. A women thing, so I believe this is another Russian thing, so hopefully there's no sound.
They just go at it.
It's just a full-on fight. I like how the promoter just 100% stepped back, like, oh, these guys are fighting, fuck it. So that didn't look premeditated at all when the promoter walks away from the fucking fight and head kick, you know, good stuff, good times. Mm-hmm. No harm, like no foul. I don't know. Maybe we need to move to Russia. I don't know.
No, thanks.
Maybe not.
I pass on that.
It's probably not great. Let's see what else is going on. You got anything else?
Nope.
Before I keep going? Okay. Let's see what Paige Van Zandt is up to. Yeah, I like to check in with her every once in a while. So apparently she's hanging out at the pool. So, hey, girls just want to have fun and go.
Whoa, who's the one with the American?
Exactly.
I mean, how can that's the only thing that my eyeballs were immediately drawn to that.
America! That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Well, the one is underwater. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, but I'm looking at this, so that's last.
Oh, okay. I didn't even notice that part. Sorry.
Yeah, if it can't float, it should just sink and die. I don't know. So she's doing well. Moving right along. Let's see what else we got. So here's an interesting tweet. I'll post this one. This is from Darren Rovell. He says, the Saints game tonight, the first game from an NFL team requiring proof of vaccination or negative PCR test. He says, secondary market has tickets available before fees for under $1. What the fuck? Like, what is going on? Like, there's a couple problems here, but I don't want to get into vax or no vax, but that's fucked up. Like zero or super cheap. When I looked at, I think it was Ticketmaster, I want to say there were like a ton of seats for $5.
Like to where?
I think it was wherever the New Orleans Saints play at.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Cool. I hope that happens in Chicago.
Yeah, please. Well, if we can even attend, you know, that'll probably won't change. Be able
to attend. Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys got Justin Fields at quarterback? Too bad fans can't see him play. Guaranteed. Oh, just keep doing that, and they'll be in fucking Arlington Heights before you know it. I hope so. I really hope they move to Arlington
Heights. That's way easier for everybody.
Fuck yeah. I mean, I would go to way more games because I've been to zero. I've been to one preseason game back in college, and it's hard to get out there and get home.
Yeah, I've been to a few concerts at Soldier Field, and it's just a shit show. There's like no parking, really, and you try. It just the whole thing is a disaster. So,
yeah, that's probably the potentially one of the worst ones to go to in Chicago. Like, I mean, even going to a Cubs game, if you try to drive, that's a fucking nightmare. Same thing going to a Sox game is a fucking nightmare. Blackhawks is probably the least offensive as far as like parking and getting out of there.
United Center is okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Here's a good one. This comes from Rampage. So he says, when OnlyFans bans porn next month and they all have to go back to work, I'll have the McThreesome, please.
Okay.
So, yeah, what was up with that? Did you hear that story? How OnlyFans is going to ban porn starting
No more explicit content, yes. And the people are going crazy because it's like, hello, this is why you got as big as you did.
Yeah, like how many people are you going to put out of work? Like so many women were making so much money and it's fucked up. And now you're going to change the whole thing. they're well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to go out of business, but then which website's going to step up? And here's the other thing. Paige Van Zandt was smart and started her own website. So it's Paige Van Zandt. So she actually won't be affected by this unless they're somehow powering her in the background. But this, I don't get it. I mean, I think it was something about the banks and credit card processors, but there's a will, there's a way. You don't have to succumb to the bigger powers when that's probably 95% of your business and no one's going to go there for anything else. So I don't understand. So do some Mastinets. Clay Guida is the third longest tenured fighter on the UFC roster. Who is number one and number two?
Longest tenured fighter. Number one would be Nate Diaz. Am I in the ballpark? No. Number one.
There, one you won't guess for sure. One you could potentially guess. I'll tell you my guesses. So I guess Jim Miller, Diego Sanchez, and Cowboy Cerrone. And I was wrong on all three.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you give me a hint on which weight class? It's going to give it away, is it?
55?
55. 55, really?
Old school 55.
Old school 50.
Way retired.
Wait, he's already retired? Oh, who had the longest?
Performance of the night kind of guy. Had a brother. There were two of them.
Had a brother.
I believe his brother's name was Dan.
Henderson? Dan? I'm lost. What did we talk? Wait, it's not current fighters. It's all time. Whoever fought in the UFC the longest ever in the lifetime? I don't
Something
know.
Like that. Joe Lozon.
Joe Lozon is yes. Okay. He's still on the roster?
No, retired. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then the other one is Ed Herman.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, he's still fighting. <That's crazy. laughs> Which is crazy. So I don't have the entire list, but I'd like to see that, because I would have to imagine. I'm thinking it's got to be tough guys and original tough. So like Diego Sanchez, I swear Jim Miller had like 30 fights in a fucking UFC. So that's a weird stat. So here's another weird one. So Miesha Tate said she had spent 98% of her salary, which was $200,000, from her last fight on training. So she was claiming it was taxes, training, flying the train, flying people in the train, organic food, gear, etc. So what do you make of that? Like her claiming that she spent 98% of her $200,000. And I don't know, she won a $50,000 performance of the night bonus. So we don't know if that was included in that number, but
I think she's really smart and knows how to shelter her the money that she makes. That's what I think.
Potentially.
Yes.
I was going to go the opposite route. Or she's really dumb and like thinks investing in herself. Like, I get investing in yourself, but to a limit. Like, do you need to spend $200,000?
That's a lot of money.
Because she's banking on, I'm going to be champion, so I want to do everything I can to get there. But my sensibility says within fucking reason, like, Jesus, like, 200,000, like, you can't do that on 100,000
or even 50. I mean, for 8 weeks,
right? That's right. Crazy. I don't know. I feel like someone's doing some illegal shit with her money,
some ass rapery.
She might be working at Mattress Firm for all I know.
Could be.
They had problems, but. That's neither here nor there. Moving right along, Real Convict Donald on Twitter asks, are you fans of these Mohead? I can't pronounce that. Cartoons. He says, I think they're hysterical. I don't know if I can play this. I can probably play it without sound. But it just kind of, it does.
Can you
this
put the captions on?
Oh, where's it? Dutch. Yeah, that's not quite working. Okay, done. Can I pick my language? Oh, I don't know. They're pretty good. because he uses like the real voices in here.
Okay.
Do something. Do something. Do something.
I don't want to get us pulled. I don't want to get us pulled. So yes, they are good.
Funny.
And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rave Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
I don't think it belongs on pizza.
So racist.
But you know what? I've had it before, and it's pretty good if I'm in the right mood. But I just,
yeah.
I'm kind of a simple man when it comes to pizza. I just like pepperoni.
That's it.
Well, I mean, I'll have other pizzas, but like my favorite is like a New York style pepperoni. Just that's it. Simple, you know, little grease balls, buckets, little grease bucket.
There, yeah.
Delicious. What about you?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm not, that's not going to be my first choice. And if I'm making my pizza, I'm not fucking putting pineapple, but that's like a once every 3 year kind of thing. I'd be in for the problem is I can't just fucking order a pizza because I have to get that gluten-free shit. But if I could, you get like that and like Canadian bacon and some other crazy shit. So normally my go-to is either pepperoni or sausage if I'm making it. Then I put the garlic, then I'll slice some tomatoes, so I have tomatoes on there, some onion, some mushroom.
That sounds good.
Other crazy shit is I'll put spicy sauerkraut on if you want to get really bananas.
Tried that.
It's good because then it gives it some spice. And then when it comes out, sometimes some grated Parmesan on top and then some crushed red pepper, some oregano, sometimes a little salt, a little pepper. I go for
that's a lot of shit. The way I like my pineapple pizza is pineapple.
Yeah.
Jalapeno.
Mm.
Bacon.
Sausage. Nice. You're like a meat lover.
Meat lover pizza. Like a spicy, and then you put the hot pepper over, of course, you know, the fresh red pepper. Delicious. Do you get a little sweet and spicy? So you can also use the ham because then you got two kinds of pork.
Yeah.
But you need two kinds of pork, the pineapple and the jalapeno for the hot, sweet thing. That's good.
But yeah, jardinera is good on there too, but it's usually in like some kind of soy, and I'm like, like a hot jardinera.
That's good too.
What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you?
Kid's movie? None.
Or maybe.
I don't know. Maybe a kid's movie. Debbie Does Dallas? I don't know.
Totally kid's movie. Deep Throat.
Deep Throat. Dr. Zhivago.
I was thinking that fucking cunt from The Wizard of Oz. That stupid witch.
The witch.
That scarred me for life. I told you, I had nightmares from that stupid witch as a kid where I'd wake up and her fucking head would be at the top of the door going, you can't do anything. I'm going to get you. And then it was those dreams where you wake up and your body can't fucking move and you're just laying there awake. And all you could do is scream like, fucking help me. I'm getting fucked. And like, your mom comes in and wakes you up because you're half awake.
Paralyzation? What do you call those? Night terrors? No.
I don't know, but that happened more than once, and that's
scary.
The creepiest shit ever.
Yeah.
Not a fan. What kind of secret society would you like to start?
The kind where there's lots of sex going on.
That's right. Gay sex.
Not gay sex. Damn it. It's like Eyes Wide Shut, that movie, like that kind of
thing. Oh, what is the keyword? Fidelio.
Fidelio. Yeah.
That's right. That looks like fun. I'd like a society code word or initials OMAGSFF. The One Man Anal Gang Bang Society for Freedom. It's just all these ladies have to offer up their asses. I don't know. There you go, good sir. Is this, do you concur? Yes, I do. Thank you. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
The rudest animal? Probably a fucking cat, probably.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking the devil.
They're cunty. What do you think?
It's a combination. Squirrels seem like dickheads. Llamas, for sure. And then any of the ramming animals, like the goats, like any of those headbutting motherfuckers, because they're always like headbutting people in the balls and whatnot.
True.
Let's do some Fuck, Marry, Kill Celebrity Edition, number 144. Female wrestlers, number 27. We have Billy Kay, Emma, and Peyton Royce in some circles. Okay. Huh. Let's start with Billy Kay.
Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of women. And Emma. They're so nice. We like her.
It's very European.
Mm-hmm. And then Peyton Royce.
I don't like that one. I'm going to go with Bang number two and Mary number one.
Yeah, we're in agreement. I feel like this lady does work.
Yes, I agree.
Hey, Knowledge.
I do. I found this ring video. Yeah. I feel like this is you, me, and Brian coming home from the bar at some future time and place. So dudes rolling up to their house, apparently after a night out at the bar. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Dude pulls out a fucking pizza.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
The guy has a pizza cutter instead of keys, and his buddy just...
It's like he didn't, like, slit his throat on the way by. He's like, slice a bitch.
Well, the question is, which one of us three is the one who goes head first?
It could be any of us. You never know.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
Yeah. Let's see what I find. Found these cool bottle openers for sale. Check these out.
What the hell? I would totally buy that. Where's that?
I don't know. I see a lot of flowers, a lot of colors. I almost want to say it's Hawaii, but it's probably not because there's some weird letters over here. But I don't know if that necessarily fits in your pocket, but hey, man. Put on your bar.
Is that a penis in your pocket, or do you have a bottle opener?
I don't know. Put that whole thing. And there's a penis stand holding penis holders. They're all about the penis.
It's great.
I like the tan ones. I'm going to put those on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about having a tan kick.
I agree.
You can do some damages. That's it. Shut it down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.